current state of Eskom can be attributed to the lack of maintenance at the utility over the years, and it stands testament to poor leadership that's presided over the SOE over the period, which fell prey to state capture. Of course, there has been now a new board in office for roughly a year, and it's time to be critical. Yesterday, we finally managed to catch up with Eskom CEO Phakamani Hadebe, but the jury is out on whether his list of priorities is in the right order.
I think the top of a priority, I'll talk about Eskom. The top of priority of Eskom is the morale of the staff, is to ensure that staff feel that they're part and parcel of this, and that they are here to turn around Eskom. That's the first thing, just on morality and people first. But the second thing that we need to do is to enhance and improve our maintenance, because this has not been done for quite some time.
Well, forensic investigator Paul O'Sullivan joins us on the line now with his assessment of Eskom's leadership and its ability to get us to light at the end of this very dark tunnel. Thanks so much, Paul, for your time this evening. So we have Eskom saying that boosting staff morale is top of its priority list right now. Is that the place to start before everything can get back on track?
Well, I think there's a number of priorities that all need to be dealt with. And those priorities include staff morale. You've got to remember this organization has been run into the ground. And now is the time to effectively stabilize the power supply to the country. I think that's the number one priority. Get the maintenance up to date so that we don't see this rolling power cuts taking place again. And, of course, to make sure the right people are in the right jobs, because during this whole process, we had a whole lot of what can best be described as jobs for pals, you know. Mm. Now, on the forensic side, I think that's pretty much under control now. Everybody knows who was involved. We all know who the main suspects are. We at Forensics for Justice, we've handed over a number of files to the SIU and the DPCI, and next week we'll be opening more dockets against people that we've identified as being on the take.
Do you think that enough's been done, for Eskom to get full buy-in to this plan and trigger a culture change now, Paul, that Minister Gordon says is a must?
I think a lot of the people that work for Eskom are solid people, they're hardworking people, they're honest people. They have the hearts of lions. Unfortunately, for a number of years, they were being led by donkeys. And now the donkeys are gone and there's new leadership there. They need to focus on stabilizing the power supply. Now, you're not going to fix in 10 minutes
Absolutely.
What it's taken 8 to 10 years to destroy.
I asked the question, Paul, about getting full buy-in and, that triggering a culture change, because a new leadership at the helm is one thing. And surely examples need to be made of the others who flouted the rules and regulation first, so that, that stick of consequence is actually felt.
Well, I think the people that have misbehaved have been identified. I don't think there's any difficulty in identifying the people that have been on the take. Most of them are no longer inside Eskom. There are still a few dregs around, but most of them are now outside of Eskom. The consequences they will be feeling, and I think, you have to have a bit of stick and a bit of carrot. Some of the people within Eskom have perhaps been a little bit more laid back than they should have been during the Zuma years, and I think that will change and the morale has to be boosted. So I think if you've got good staff that enjoy going to work, we will see them putting their shoulder to the wheel and stabilizing our power supply.
Paul, I've got to ask you, and having previously worn a hat of chairman over at Eskom and looking at all of this playing out, what sense are you getting of the role that Phakamani Hadebe is playing amidst it all? Because some of the commentary that has been doing the rounds is that, you get a feeling that it's Chairman Jabu Mabuza and Minister Gordon that are the ones that are actually pulling the strings.
Well, I think, the executives have a role to play. There's also, they report to shareholders, and the shareholders are representatives of the people of South Africa. So I think we are going to see a little bit of positive executive interference, whereas in the past it's been negative executive interference. So I'm not going to... I still think the jury has to be out a bit longer before we are able to make a decision that the current board are up to the job or not.
Yeah.
I think they should be given a bit more space and allowed to fix the problem.
Well, part of the fix-up comes with finishing Kusile and Medupi. We caught up, of course, with the group CEO yesterday, and this is what he's had to say on those projects.
There are two problems that we're facing with the new build. The first one are businesses that have not done the work adequately. We're dealing with that. We have also a team there going there. We're looking at the contract, and we're demanding they do it, and we want our money back. But there's a second one that involves corrupt activities that have been undertaken. And we've been working with the SIU. And as I'm talking to you now, we have a list of 13 companies that us, together with the SIU, are confident that they have to pay us back some money. Out of the 13, 8 of them are coming from Medupi and Kusile. So we are doing something about Medupi and Kusile.
So, Paul, we've got Eskom forging ahead with these projects that are long delayed and over budget. What funding mechanisms or levers, in your opinion, need to be pulled? Can we afford to pull at this stage?
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, the government got us into this mess. The government has to get us out of this mess. So the funding has to come from government, and those that stole the money from Eskom, they have to be sequestrated. Unfortunately, it's going to be very hard and a long process to get money back from those that have been wicked whilst they're at the helm of Eskom. You know, the government allowed this to happen, the government of the day, not the current leadership of the government, but the then leadership of the government, and they have to be held responsible. And the government should be putting the money on the table, not the taxpayer. We already got the most expensive electricity in the Southern Hemisphere. And I think what we now need is stabilized power supply. You take Kusile as an example. We've identified a number of contractors that were involved in that project that have absolutely ripped the bottom out of it. And those contractors need to be held accountable.
Absolutely. Well, that's part of what is playing out at the moment. And of course, Eskom CEO emphatic about privatization not being part of that funding plan. Let's leave it there, Paul. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, forensic investigator Paul O'Sullivan.